95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Gorilla, who's this?
Alora.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Alora, I'm amazing. What town are you from?
Ocean Springs.
All right, perfect. You're calling number 10 right now for the Banana Bank.
Okay, Batman.
All right, Alora, here we go. We've got $3,000 in the bonus round this morning, but we got to get there first, and we're going to start your bananas off at $100. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's say up.
We're going to go up from 100. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. $300. Congrats. That's your new price. $300. You can win that money. You can end it right now and take that cash, or you can keep playing. What you want to do?
I'm going to keep them up.
You're going to keep the money?
I'm too chicken.
You sure? You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm chicken.
Oh, you're not too chicken. You're $300 richer. That's incredible. Congratulations. You got the money.
Thank you so much.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So today is National Administrative Professionals Day, and I want to know if you have like a superhero administrative assistant or, you know, office manager or somebody who really keeps the wheels turning. I want to know about them. You can share that on social with us and we'll make them famous. Yeah, right on social. Would love to share those folks today and celebrate them. But also, I want to know, do you feel like you get more work done at home or at the office if your job lets you work from home? There's a new survey out today that says most Americans feel like they get more work done from home when they can work from home. And, you know, I kind of agree with that because, you know, in the office, you got all those distractions, the water cooler talk, the people knocking on your door saying, hey, you got a minute? And it's never just a minute. It's never just a minute. You know who I'm talking about. You get more work done at home or more work done at the office?
I definitely work more at home.
It's Carrie. Carrie, good morning. Yeah, I kind of agree, and so does this national survey. What do you think?
I just don't do all the work during normal business hours, you know. I do a lot of stuff later in the day when no one's going to bother me, and when I'm at the office, I lose a lot of time chatting with people or going out to get coffee.
Yeah, sure. I mean, coffee, lunch, chatting, water cooler, break room. I feel like 80% of working in the office is just kind of not working. You know what I mean? I get all my work done at home, pretty much. Darren is next. Dude, you're on.
I'll definitely work more at the office.
You really think so? 71% of Americans would disagree with you. Why do you think so?
I mean, you don't have no choice. It's hard to get distracted by things around you at the office. You know? When I'm at home, there's so many things that draw your focus. The TV, the kids, your bed.
Xbox.
Being in the office is better. Getting things done. That's just what I believe.
You know, I feel like that's valid, and it totally depends on, like, you know, circumstances at home. Like, if you have a nice quiet house with a cat and a golden doodle, maybe that's a better alternative than a house full of people, you know?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
I read that Disneyland will now use facial recognition technology to reduce fraud. Meanwhile, Busch Gardens is still letting guests pay for tickets using loose cigarettes.
That's hilarious. That was Jimmy last night. Little Caesars in the news, too. They're doing something with, what, pizza by drone? What is this?
Little Caesars has teamed up with drone company Fytrex to roll out the ultra-fast food delivery. Right now, the service is only available at the Little Caesars location in Wylie, that's near Dallas. The drone can fly up to 4 miles and carry about 8 pounds. So that's enough to carry two large pizzas, breadsticks, and drinks. The drone is fast with an average of less than 5 minutes delivery time.
All I can think about is like the drone taking out a bird like slamming into a pack of birds or something, or, you know, God forbid, worse than that. I mean, can you imagine getting taken out by a flying pizza? Jeez. Taylor in the news today going after her own fans, which I love. I was wondering when she was going to knock her own crazy fans down a couple of pegs. Taylor Swift saying that some of the crazy fan theories really freak her out.
There's corners of my fan base who are going to take things to a really extreme place. There's nothing I can do about that. There's people who are going to try to like do detective work, figure out the details. Who is that about? What is this? When it gets a little bit weird for me is when people act like it's sort of like a paternity test. Like, this song's about that person, because I'm like, that dude didn't write the song I did. But that's part of it. You have to hold tight to your perception of your art and your relationship with it. And then you just kind of have to like, there it goes. Hope you like it. If you don't now, hope you do in 5 years. And it like, and if you never do, then I was doing it for me anyway.
Yeah, wow. That's something I think her fans need to hear. And Barry Keoghan addressing viral rumors that he cheated on Sabrina Carpenter. He says, no, 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 that's not true.
I came off Instagram, you know, on social profiles. I've stopped going to events. I've stopped, you know, just socializing. And again, it's because, you know, there was a narrative out there that was never really sort of even spoken on. A narrative that's not true, and I never confirmed.
Barry says, no, it's not true. He did not cheat on Sabrina. And I'm glad that's not true, because that would have been the fumble of the millennium right there.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
How old do you think this guy is today?
Here's the thing on men, okay? I'm gonna give it to you now. All men think of themselves as kind of low-level superheroes in their own environment. When men are growing up and they're reading about Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, these aren't fantasies. These are options. This is the way men really look at their own lives.
Happy birthday to Jerry today. Mr. Seinfeld is turning 72. Willie Nelson is 93 years old today. Can't wait to get on the road again. On this date back in 1967, the Queen herself released R.E.S.P.E.C.T. What you want, baby, I got what you need, you know I got it. One of a kind, the Queen herself. There goes Aretha. And on this date back in 1961, ABC debuted a brand new show. Do you remember this?
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
The intros were so long, just get to it already.
The human drama of athletic competition. ABC's Wide World of Sports.
There you go. The Wide World of Sports premiered on today's date back in 1961 on ABC. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a great Wednesday. It's April 29th.